This lecture described Freud's id, ego, and superego, and the defense mechanisms of the ego. This aspect of Freud's theory was developed nearly two decades after the introduction of his psychodynamic model. It explains not just how repression operates, but why. In short, it explains what it is that's so threatening in the first place, that is, the instincts of the id and their incompatibility with the pretensions of the superego and with reality. And it suggests a very difficult job for the ego. In Freud's words, the ego is not even master in its own house. Interestingly, both the content of the threat and the difficult position of the ego were points of contention for some of Freud's early followers. For many, it's where they parted ways.